This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
My name is a brand. I'm never generic. I am an aesthetic. They don't give me credit, but I never need it because God always get it. To him, I am debted, but don't need a debit. Jesus Christ paid, won't ever forget it. Every day I count all of my blessings. Could go down the list like it's alphabetic. Pinnacle is where I am headed. Repenting like it's my genetics. Sins are forgiven, so habits are shredded. Burned, beheaded. The blood is embedded. Been running to God, just call me athletic. That devil, pathetic. He mad I'm prophetic. He mad that the pull from God is magnetic. Sticking like glue on the lash, cosmetic. Not today, Satan, anti-diuretic. God's mercy and grace is the everyday edit. He wrote the story, but just let me tell it.
Somebody's dropping hate.
What's good? It's your girl, Kachetta Cherie. I might be dropping some bars like that every now and again, you know. But we are here for one reason. And that reason is to let you guys know, what is this podcast all about? Let me tell you real quick. Come here. All right, so boom. Let me keep it all the way 1,000. For real. I've been starting this podcast for the last maybe 3 or 4 years. The podcast had a totally different name, logo, all that. But essentially, the core element of the message was to remind people to stop holding themselves back and to empower them to show up as their best selves. To ultimately grow up, show up, glow up, level up, all that stuff, and become the highest versions of themselves, especially as it relates to mental health and wellness. Like, that's my area. Well, I guess those two are my areas. However, it just makes sense now to expand, because that's something that I'm working on myself, expanding myself, and I am developing myself. I am working on those areas of personal development. So, yeah, I'm like, okay, well, you know, mental health, wellness, that has something to do with personal development. Let me see, what else am I doing? Boom, it just makes sense. So, make your life make sense, right? So, I'm making my life make sense. So, I am here personally to remind you of your greatness. Because I've been starting this podcast for so long, its lifespan could have far exceeded any of my goals and plans by now. But what we're not gonna do is dwell, regret, sulk, all that, in what was and what could have been. I don't want you to continue to sit on things that are inside of you, though, for you to do, for you to give, for you to present, for you to share with the world, especially because the things that are inside of you are not for you. People are literally waiting for you. And more importantly, God is waiting for you. So what are you going to do with this opportunity? What are you going to do with the opportunity that you have every single day to get up and show up? I'm here as a royal minder, reminding you to become that person that you want to be. I've been holding myself back, but now I'm holding myself accountable. And I also want to hold you accountable. For what? For being and becoming all that God has created you to be. Yeah, you might need a little extra push, but this is a full wake-up call, friend. We can blame the enemy for our setbacks, for stumbling blocks, all that, etc., right? That may prevent us from showing up. But oftentimes in reality, we are our own worst enemy. We hold ourselves back. Maybe for several reasons. I'm not gonna get into all the reasons right now. We'll unpack all that as we go on this journey. And with that, as a final note, I want you to know that we are journeying together. I'm excited and ready to be who I know I really am. So there is a song by a Caribbean Christian artist known as Rizon. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And the song is called Act Like You Know. I'm going to share the message with you from that song, which is to come out of the dark, step into the light where you belong. If God be for us, who can be against us? I encourage you to stop being against you. You have been sleeping on yourself. Don't Hit Snooze, the podcast, is designed for creatives at every stage of their personal and professional journeys. You might be feeling like there's so much more to you, to life, to the life that you've created. You might even be feeling like you haven't done half as much as what's in your brain. And you need to figure out how to get it out of your head and out in this world. Whoever and whatever you're doing this for and proving this to, this podcast is for you. It's a safe space where we consistently keep it a buck, often drop a few gems, and occasionally get in my business, while we always get to the nitty-gritty of why you aren't who you say you are yet, and what we're about to do about it now. As you listen, we pray that you unlock your God-given potential and turn it into massive action. Don't Hit Snooze is not just a personal development podcast. It's a personal reminder, reminding you to be and become all that God has created you to be. Now let's get into it.